بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. Praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we begin the main thrust of our khutbah, we want to mention briefly the coming promise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He revealed to His Prophet in His book. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. It is He, Allah, who has sent His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with guidance and deen al-haq, the way of truth, to make it superior over all other ways, even though the mushrikun hate it, those who believe in gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or associate gods with Him. This past week it was reported, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in the national media that in both the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, Al-Islam is the fastest growing religion over all other faiths and in any other city in the states. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot thank you enough for granting us to be among the best of ummas and giving us the best of your favors, blessing us to be Muslim in this time and in this era. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the promise of Allah must come to pass. The promise of Allah must come to pass. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must come to pass. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in his book. He has blessed the Muslim to know what only he could tell us. And that is that he has made this life a test. And that among the tests, he made a tester who is aduun lakum, an enemy to you. And he told us about this enemy because only he could tell us about it. More people believe in God than believe in that there's a devil. They will accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. But as soon as you tell them, well, what about the devil? Oh, that's some imaginary thing. Really? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, surely he has misled a great multitude of you. Jibillan kathira, a great number of you have been led astray. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could tell us that the shaitan, he said, surely I will lay in wait on your straight path. Meaning that the main place that they will find me is when they come looking for you. They ain't looking for you, I ain't got to worry about them. But the ones when they come looking for you on your straight path, they will find me there, in waiting in ambush. And again he says, what only he could tell us that the shaitan said, surely I will mislead them, and surely I will arouse in them false desires, and certainly I will order them to slit the ears of cattle, meaning to deface what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not have to be defaced. And I will order them to change the nature of things that you, Allah, created. Khalq Allah, the creation of Allah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and this society has been convinced by the shaitan that following their desires is a good thing. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already warned them, this society, and notified us that he already warned them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets us know that the truth that was revealed, the Holy Quran confirms it. And this Quran is not such as could ever be produced by anyone except Allah, Allah says. But it is a confirmation to saddiqan, or musaddiqan, a confirmer. One that comes and says, yes, what this says about what was revealed before is the truth. It is a confirmation of what is between their hands, min bayni aydihim, of the previous scriptures. And a full explanation of the book wherein there is no doubt. Min Rabbil Alameen, from the Lord of all the worlds. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Qul, say, this is my way. Meaning the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I invite unto Allah with sure knowledge, and whoever and I, and whoever follows me with sure knowledge, glorified be Allah, that I am not of those who associate gods with God. And we did not send any before you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except men who we inspired from among the people of the towns. Have they not traveled through the earth and seen what was the end of those who were before them? And surely the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah and obey Him. Do you not understand? They were given time to repent until when the messengers gave up hope and thought that they were denied by their people, then came to them our help, and whomsoever we willed, we saved from our torment, and our punishment cannot be warded off from the people who are disobedient. Indeed, their stories is a lesson for men of understanding. The Quran is not a forged statement, but a confirmation of what is between their hands of previous scriptures, and a detailed explanation of everything, and a guide and a mercy for people who believe. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is it that makes the shaitan happy? This creature that Allah SWT made to test the faith of his creatures, of the men and the jinn, what is it that makes him happy? What change in nature brought about by the hands of men delights the devil? Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked Shaitan to his face, "What action of the human being is most loved by you and most hated by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Shaitan, may Allah curse him, said, "If it was not your status above me, I wouldn't tell you. But the thing that I love most, which is most hated by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the action that occurs when men sleep with men and women lay with women." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do not think the people of this society do not know any better. Do not think that they have not been warned. It was revealed in their book, Leviticus 20, verse 8, "And you shall keep my laws and obey them. I am the Lord that purifies you." Leviticus 20, 13. "If a man also lies with a male," notice the word, "as he would lie with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them." Leviticus 20, verses 22 and 23. "You shall therefore keep my laws and all of my judgments, and you shall obey them, that the land in where I allow you to live does not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the manner of those nations that I have destroyed before you, for they committed all of these things, and therefore I cursed them." Jesus alayhi salam is not going to be the fall guy for their evil. He says in their book, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but fulfill." And again he says, "Do not suppose that I came to do away with the law or the prophets. I did not come to do away with them, but to give them their full meaning. Heaven and earth will disappear, but I promise you, not a period nor a comma will ever disappear from the law. Everything written in it must happen." And again, he says, "You must obey God's commandments better than those who claim to have the right of the way and those who teach the law. If you do not, I promise you, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." These These are his words. In their book. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't get it twisted. Do not think that these people have overlooked something. No matter what translation they bring, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it on their conscience to put it there. This is an abomination. This act brings about his wrath. Period. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Sodom and the Sodomizers are well documented in the Old Testament. The account that you find is nearly word for word in Genesis 19, 1 through 27. Just as it is in the Holy Quran and in the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us briefly review what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and what Al-Islam warns us about these cursed people. After following his uncle Ibrahim alayhi salam out of Egypt and settling in Jordan, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Lut alayhi salam to go to the people of Sodom and its surrounding cities and warn them of his wrath. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in his book, and Lut, when he said to his people, do you commit the worst of sins, such as no one in all of the worlds has ever committed? Surely you practice your lust on men instead of women. Nay, you are a transgressing people. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he again reminds us what Lut said, alayhi salam, to his people. Surely you commit sodomy with men and rob the passers-by and practice the most hateful deeds in your meetings. But his people said nothing except this: bring it on, whatever it is of Allah's punishment, if you are one of those who speak the truth. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, no one in the seven heavens or on the seven earths had committed this abomination before the people of Lut. And that is why it is known by their name. Not only in Islam, but the words Sodom, sodomy, sodomize have their origins in Middle English, which is derived from late Latin, coming from the word picatum sodomiticum, which means the sin of Sodom. All in every language, Sodom, Sodom, all of it, same thing, so that there is no mistake. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, exactly what were these people doing? What were the people of Lut doing? It wasn't enough that this is something that they would do between themselves consensually. They had the audacity that the roads leading into Sodom, leading through Sodom, they would create roadblocks. And when the people couldn't pass around them as they were designed to do, they had to stop. They would pounce on them, ambush them, and rape the men. And laugh about it. This was the practice of all the towns surrounding Sodom. There were five of them, Sodom, Amora, and the other three. One of them, the smallest, being known as Segura. All of them practiced the exact same thing. Not only highway robbery, but highway raping of men. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Hani, she asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's what he said about this verse. They would lie in wait in ambush after creating a roadblock. And Prophet Lut alayhi salam stopped them of doing what they were doing, meaning stopped them of, he would specifically warn them rather about what they were doing, raping the men, and warn them about Allah's wrath descending upon them. And those, for the most part, that he warned, they disobeyed him and only doubled their efforts. And they again said, as Allah says in the verse, bring on his punishment if you are among those who are truthful. And to that he replied, O Allah, O my Lord, give me victory over a people who are rebellious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. And as we know that he sent the three angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. He sent them first to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in the process of them delivering the message to Ibrahim and Sarah, may Allah be pleased with them both, of the coming of Ishaq alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked, he said, okay. He noticed that they came walking and in disguise as beautiful, handsome, tall men. Because when they came, Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't automatically recognize them. Of course, he had received Jibreel alayhi salam from before, but this time he didn't recognize them. And so when they did come and introduce themselves, he said, okay, well, obviously, I see y'all in disguise. What y'all up to? And they told him, we have been sent to destroy these towns. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was concerned about his nephew and his nephew's family. And he asked, and he debated with them, are you going to destroy a town with 400 mu'min? With 400 believers? They said, no. Are you going to destroy a town with 300 believers? No. Are you going to destroy a town with 200 believers? No. Are you going to destroy a town with 100 believers? No. Are you going to destroy a town with 40 believers? No. Are you going to destroy a town with 14 believers? Because he knew that Prophet Lut at the time was himself and he had 14 wives. And they said, no. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was satisfied that as long as Lut was there and his family, they would be safe. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, according to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said that the angels said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, if there are five people in a place performing salah, Allah will not descend the punishment upon them. Can you connect the dots, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, now? Can you see why this masjid is important? Can you see why it's imperative that we don't just increase in number, but in knowledge? Can you see why it is important that there be Muslims, even though they must live among the most abhorrent, evil creatures that Allah created? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Qutada, he said that there was an order to the angels from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they were not to destroy the towns of Sadum and Amura until Prophet Lut alayhi salam bore witness against them four times. So when they left Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was morning, the day the sun was still up, and they walked from where he lived. In some say in Syria, some say in Palestine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But they walked from where Ibrahim alayhi salam was staying to the town of Sadum. And when they arrived there, the sun was just beginning to set. And according to some reports, they found his daughter bringing water from the outskirts of the town back home. When she saw them, she was shocked at their beauty. And they asked her, "Is there any place for us to find rest in this town?" And she looked at them in a manner, according to the reports, like, "You all must not know where you are." So she told them, "Look, don't move. Stay here until I come back." And so she ran to her father, Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and she said, "I've just run into the most handsomest men," if that's a word, "or the most handsome men I have ever seen. Dad, come quick before the townspeople come to know about them." Again, you read this in their book. And the reason that the urgency was such an emergency is because they were rapists. They would rape them. That's what was going down. Not seduce them, straight up rape them. And so Prophet Lut alayhi salam ran to the outskirts of the town to greet them. When he met them, they said, "We're going to be your guests for the evening." And Prophet Lut alayhi salam, according to some reports, tried to delay the matter. And his reason for doing so was that he wanted it to be dark so that when he brought them into town, nobody would see them. So they began to ask him about the town. And he said to them, "You must not have heard of this town." And so they said, "Well, what about it? What happens here?" He said, "I swear by Allah, this is the worst town on earth. I don't know of any people on the face of the earth worse than them." And he said this 4 times. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, he was able to sneak them in successfully under the cover of darkness. And only his family knew that they were there. No one had seen them come in. No one knew that they were present in the home of Prophet Lut alayhi salam. When the wife of Lut alayhi salam saw her husband's guest, she knew that she could make a fortune. As we had given in previous khutbah, that she had made a deal with one of the old women of the town. And it was that old woman's conniving and scheme to bring about the destruction of Prophet Lut alayhi salam through his wife. And that scheme being that all she had to do was that whenever her husband had guests, that she would alert the townspeople and they would pay her for her service. So she saw these 3 handsome men and trying to find a way to alert the townspeople, she struck upon an idea and she said to her husband, "Let me go and bring some salt for our guests." And according to a Somali, he said, this is why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed her into what she lied about, a block of salt. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, every man, young and old, descended upon the house of Prophet Lut alayhi salam. Its walls, its doors, and its roof. And they became banging and demanding to be let in. So Lut alayhi salam, hiding behind his door, he was shouting to them, "My people, take my daughters. They are pure for you. Marry them. And fear Allah and do not embarrass me with my guests." They said, "Didn't we forbid you?" In other words, didn't we have a pact that you wouldn't have any guests? And with regard to his plea for them to take his daughters, they said, according to the Quran, "Surely you know that we have neither a desire nor a need for your daughters. You know well what we want." And so Prophet Lut alayhi salam, he said, exasperated, feeling defeated, as Allah says in the Holy Quran, "If only I had the power or support to repel you." Meaning that he wished that he could whoop him himself, or at least have some strong ruler, because he felt that these were guests of his. He didn't know they were angels. And he would be mortified to see them come to the end that so many men before them had come to. Some of the people of the town had even removed the rafters of the roof to get a peek at who his guests were. And it was at this time that the messengers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them, these three angels, they said, O Lut, surely we are the messengers from your Lord. They shall not reach you. Relieved. Prophet Lut, he turned to them, he said, destroy them now. And they replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا عِدُوهُمُ الصُّبْحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبُ. Their appointment, their time, is the morning. Is not the morning near? So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they commanded Lut alayhi salam to open the door. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Jibreel alayhi salam to take his real shape and face them. And when they saw Jibreel as he is, they screamed. And thus they became blind. And in some reports, Jibreel alayhi salam with his wings beat their faces and blinded them. And so they wandered back and forth, unable to run, unable to flee, screaming, save us, we're at the house of Lut, the greatest magician on earth. He's cast a spell upon us. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he calls you by many names, O Jibreel. He says about you, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرُشِ مَقِيمٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, Surah Al-Takwir. And it says of Jibreel alayhi salam, owner of power, high in rank with Allah, who is the Lord of the throne. He, Jibreel alayhi salam, is obeyed by the angels, trustworthy among those in the heavens. So he said, Jibreel alayhi salam, tell me about the quwwah in this ayah. The quwwatin. He replied, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I raised the town of Lut alayhi salam with the tip of my wing, raising it from the bottom of the earth and lifting it so high that the angels in the lower heaven could hear the screams of the people and the crows of their roosters. And then I flipped it upside down and smashed it into the earth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, why did he name you Muta'in? He said, meaning the one who is obeyed. He said, when I tell Ridwan alayhi salam, who is the keeper of paradise, or Malik alayhi salam, who is the keeper of hell, to open the gates of paradise or open the gates of hell, they have to obey me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him, well, tell me about when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls you Amin, meaning trusted. Jibreel alayhi salam replied, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended from the heavens 104 books to his prophets, and he never trusted anyone to deliver them except me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to the hadith and many scholars of Islam, each stone was a baked stone, sijil, as sijil, baked in hell. Each stone had the name of its target written on it. And as Muqatil asked Mujahid Abu Hajjaj, was there anyone at all, as it was written and known that at least 4,000 people itself lived in Sodom alone, let alone Amura and the other surrounding towns. He said, was there any one of the people of Lut to survive? Abu Hajjaj, he said, no. Except one. He said, how? He said he was in Mecca when his stone came for him. In Mecca at the Haram, the masjid. And when his stone came for him, the angel of the Haram said, "O stone of punishment, go back where you came from." And so the stone spun in the heavens, between the heavens and the earth, waiting. 40 days later, the man got up, decided he was going to leave Masjid al-Haram. 1 foot outside, 2 feet outside, pow. His stone found him and laid waste to him where he stood. According to Muqatil and Ad-Dahak and Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, they said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I hear the approach of a storm and the sound of thunder. By Allah, I fear that this may be a storm of stones, the like of which that Allah prepared for the people of Lut, and that He will prepare for those who do what they did." We know of the famous hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructs the Muslims to make dua whenever there is a strong storm. This is why. Because this is the method of punishment for the people who do what the people of Lut did. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know that Prophet Lut alayhi salam, he fled to the smallest of towns, named Saghra. Why? Believe it or not, its people listened to Prophet Lut. They repented. They ceased to do what he commanded them not to do. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. And Saghra was not among the towns destroyed. And it remains there to this day. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in hadith, you must, speaking to the Muslims, encourage the good and forbid the evil. Otherwise, the punishment will seize you as well. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is the purpose of this khutbah? It is to draw our attention that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Islam is growing and nobody can stop it. But that the job of the Muslim is to speak out and do all that he can when the evil grows up around him. Know this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Whoever indulges in this sin will not be missed, because the wrath of Allah does not miss. Wake up! Read the signs. Think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a great sign of this. This happened in the time of Ibrahim, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and nothing of his writing at that time remains. Scholars and archaeologists of the secular world are trying to erase him from history. Did you know this? Oh, maybe he lived, maybe he didn't. We don't have really any record of him. But this sign remains. Even how Allah preserved it is a sign. Even what He used to preserve it is a sign. For men who think, What's a preservative that has always been a preservative? Salt. In the times before refrigeration, for you youngsters out here, when they wanted to preserve meat, they would clean it, wash it, and salt it. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the towns that He destroyed thousands of years ago? There's only one place, one sea on earth known to man that is so salty, nothing can live in it and nothing lives around it. And it is known as the Dead Sea. In Arabic, the Sea of Death. And in Hebrew, the Sea of Salt. It is the lowest place on earth. And its sea, the Salt Sea, is the deepest of salt lakes on earth. And at its bottom, well documented by all archaeologists, that the towns and houses and pottery of Sodom and Amorah lie at its bottom. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when it comes to the sin, just like alcohol, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who drinks it, the one who serves it, the one who observes it being drank, the one who sits at the table while it's being drank, the one who makes it, and the one who distributes it, all share in the same sin. Everybody gets the same punishment. So we sit back and giggle at these people as they parade themselves down the streets or flaunt themselves on TV or have the audacity that when it was said, oh, should the president have said that he was for this kind of marriage? Do you know someone in Canada had the audacity to send to CNN and they repeated it? Oh, it's been okay here in Canada for years and God hasn't punished us. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. And if we don't stand strong, if we don't stand strong and be vocal about it, then we cannot assume that we will not be punished. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum وَمَنْ يُطِعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. These words, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, listen carefully. We say it every week. O you who believe, take heed of Allah and speak the truth. As a result of doing this, He will make your deeds صالح.
You will have done good deeds.
And he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. So don't fear, this is the implication, don't fear the loss of wealth. And that's what they do now. You think Obama said what he said because he wanted to? That mealy mouth thing that he said, oh, well, my faith teaches me. That's garbage. You can't find me. I challenge anyone. Find me anything in the Bible, any revealed book where it says that's okay. Where Jesus said it was cool. They lying to themselves. As if you should feel sorry for them. No. But you can at least open your mouth. You cannot be associated with them. You cannot have them in your businesses. Brothers with salons. This ain't funny. I'm not saying this to make jokes or to beat on somebody. I'm being real. This is for real. This is a real thing. This Muslim sister the other day told me that her cousin came by who don't even know his foot from his head, dressed in a dress, male, and her 6-year-old twins were staring at him puzzled. 6 years old, one girl, one boy. The girl says to him, why are you dressed like that? Her brother says, oh, don't you know he's gay now? 6 years old. 6 years old. He hasn't been talking straight for 4 years. 6 years old. This is a real thing. This is a real thing. And you hear me rail up here and remind you and remind you and remind you, because dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is a real thing. And now it's at your door like a flood. It's at your door. And in the minds of your children who don't even know what sex is, they know gay. They probably couldn't recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad in your home, but they know gay. So what's that tell you? The shaitan is doing a better job of teaching them kufr than you are doing teaching them Islam. And whose fault is that? You expect this kafir to erect masjids for you and schools for you and teach your children? But you run after him like a dog in heat when it comes to that dollar. So whose fault is it? We remind you that this masjid, and yeah, I know you're sitting in here sweating. Guess why? Because y'all don't want to pay for the masjid. It's hot in here. Because what? Y'all don't want to pay. It's more important for you to spend your stuff on garbage and let your children be corrupted by this society and let them come home telling you, oh, here's my partner, daddy. And you'll be ready to take a bullet and put it in your head and theirs. Too late. That's why, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Muslims must be serious as a heart attack when it comes to institutions. I mean serious. And that means sacrifice. If what you heard today here, you know it to be the truth, there should be no reason why you shouldn't tasaddaq, support it. Why it should, this masjid should not be in the situation that it's in. What other place or institution do you have? Show me. If you had it, you'd be there. But you're here. And so if you want to see it survive, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, shut me up with your sadaqah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإلا تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.